you. Amen. So, the main function of the human heart is to keep blood that's full of oxygen circulating throughout your body, because your heart is crucial to your survival. There are some fun facts about our hearts. The average heart is the size of a fist of an adult. Your heart will beat about 115,000 times each day. Your heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood every day. An electrical system controls the rhythm of your heart. It's called the cardiac conduction system. Most heart attacks happen on a Monday. Christmas Day is the most common day of the year for heart attacks to happen. Folks, this year, Christmas is on a Monday. Our main message today is concerned with the health of our spiritual heart. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." To be pure in heart refers to having an inner moral righteousness. When people follow God and are born again, God begins to change their hearts. He starts ridding them of jealousy, anger, pride, and selfishness, and replacing these attitudes with selflessness, humility, love, patience, and other virtues. The more a person grows in these godly virtues, the more they see God. Therefore, to hold on to ungodly attitudes is to hinder our relationship with God and our ability to see Him. What sort of diagnosis would you receive from God about the spiritual health of your heart? To be pure in heart refers to being sincere, free of hypocrisy. In Matthew 6, he calls for the disciples to not be like the Pharisees and teachers of the law, who did their acts of righteousness, praying, giving, and fasting, to be seen by men. He says, if we do this, then we have received our reward, the acknowledgement of men, but we will not be rewarded by God. This is something for those who serve in ministry must be particularly aware of. It is easy to start to do good works for the applause of men and women. We can tell if this is in our hearts by how we respond when criticized or praised by others. Criticism will overly discourage us, and praise will overly excite us. Are we really seeking God's honor and praise alone? How do we respond when we encounter trials in our ministry, our service to God and others? If we are just there for the benefits, we will not stay committed. Are our motives for serving God pure, or are they mixed and insincere? To be pure in heart refers to being single-minded in devotion to God. Too often we are divided between love for the world and its things and love for God and His kingdom. Therefore, many Christians are stunted in their growth. They are not hearing God's voice, not enjoying His presence, because this is something God gives to the single-minded, the devoted. Matthew 13:22 describes how worldly cares and the seductiveness of wealth choke the world, so it produces nothing. It's the divided heart that misses God's best. Sadly for some of us, God is just one of the many things we try to fit into our busy lives. And therefore, we miss out on a heightened intimacy with God. It is when we turn away from our idols and come after God with our whole heart that we truly see Him and know Him. Are you pursuing God with your whole heart, or are you half-hearted? To grow in purity of heart, we must make sure that we are followers of Jesus. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. These characteristics are only true of the one that has been saved. Hebrews 12:14 says, "Without holiness, no one will see the Lord." What God does at salvation is give us a clean heart. At salvation, purity of heart begins. God gives us a new heart with new desires, desires to pursue Him and obey Him. This is one of the ways that we know that we are saved. We know something of purity of heart, singleness of mind, and a desire to follow Christ as our Lord and Saviour. Have you experienced this new heart? To grow in purity of heart, we must continually confess anything unpleasing to God. While on this earth, we will never be completely pure of heart. In Jeremiah 17:9, it says this, that our hearts are deceitful above all things and beyond cure. And yet Christ still commands us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Consequently, we must continually confess pride and anger and lust and everything that dishonors God. We must discern wrong attitudes and actions. We must confess and repent to God. When we do this, God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you confessing and repenting of wrong attitudes, words, and actions? To grow in purity of heart, we must guard and protect our hearts. Our hearts are idol factories, prone to love and worship things other than God. Because of this, we must continually guard it, not only from sinful things, but also good things that might steal our affections. In Matthew 16:19 to 21, we see Christ is aware of this sinful tendency in our hearts. He commanded believers to not store up riches on this earth. Not because riches are inherently sinful, but because wherever our riches are, our hearts are also. Riches tend to steal our hearts from God and seeking His kingdom first. We must be aware of this disease in our hearts. We are prone to love entertainment, overseas holidays, luxury cars, expensive fashion, good food and wine over God. All of these things can set us apart from God, keep us from reading our Bible, keep us from praying and serving God. Here are three very simple things we can do to ensure that we have a pure heart that pursues and sees God. The first one is this: we need to pray. We need to recognize that only God can truly change our hearts. In Psalm 51, David prayed, "Create for me a pure heart, O God. renew a resolute spirit within me. Create in me a heart that is solely devoted to you, one that beats to honour your name and build your kingdom. We must recognise our lack of a clean heart and cry out for it. In Psalm 86, David again prayed, "Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. So many things pull me away from you. Unify my mind to worship you, Lord." If we are going to grow in purity of heart like David, we must cry out for it. We can read the Word of God each day. Christ said to his disciples in John 15, "You are clean already because of the word that I have spoken to you. It was through hearing the gospel and believing it that the disciples were made clean, as Christ gave them new hearts." However, it is still through God's word that our hearts are daily made clean. In Hebrews 4:12, it says this, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even to the point of dividing soul from spirit and joints from marrow. It is able to judge the desires and thoughts of the heart." As we study God's word, it cuts us. It reveals wrong heart motives and makes us more into the image of Christ. It sanctifies us. Loving people like Jesus purifies our heart. Loving people like Jesus does purifies our heart. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." To lead with the heart of Jesus means loving the people Jesus loves. Jesus liked being around the poor, the marginalised and the forgotten. He made a place for the disabled, the outcasts and the overlooked. How does your heart respond to these people? Let's face it, it's really hard sometimes to love any sort of people. People can be just so annoying and frustrating. I am sure we all have people in our lives that when we see them coming, we move in the other direction and start having wrong thinking about them. I can only imagine the thoughts that some of us have had over the past week regarding the referendum. Thoughts like, "Those latte-drinking, veggie-growing, left-leaning yes voters." Or the Shiraz-drinking, Daffanoir-eating, right-wing no voters. Or the assertion that if you're pro-Palestine, that you're pro-terrorist and anti-Semitic. Or if you're pro-Israel, you believe that they have more rights because they are God's chosen people. When we start to have wrong thoughts or assumptions about people, we are not pursuing God or a pure heart. And finally, the promise of Jesus in the Beatitudes is this: "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." This promise is for non-Christians. Repent and have your hearts washed by the Lamb of God, and you will see God. This promise is there for the Christians. Continue to ask God to cleanse and wash you, and you will see more and more of God, and you will eventually see Him as He is, face to face. And what a glorious day that will be for all of us. Amen.